Good morning and welcome to Israel AM for March 3rd, 2020. With 90% of the votes counted, here are the results. Likud, 36 seats. Blue and White, 32. The Arab List, 15. Shas, 10. Yisrael Beitenu, 7. Labor Merits, 7. United Torah Judaism, 7. And Yamina, 6. The results give the right-wing bloc 59 seats, which is short of the 61 needed for a Knesset majority and a government. The right-wing bloc total does not include Yisrael Beitenu, whose leader Avigdor Lieberman has refused to join a coalition with the religious parties in the past. The final election results will not be released until later today. In addition to the remaining 10% of the votes, 340,000 votes from military polls, the votes of diplomats overseas, and the tally from special polling stations, including over 4,000 votes from the dedicated station set up for voters who have been exposed to the coronavirus, will also need to be reported. So there is still a chance that Likud or one of the other right-wing parties might pick up another seat or two to give Netanyahu the 61-seat majority he needs to form a government, or they might lose a seat or two and make it more difficult for him. If, after the final votes are counted, Netanyahu remains one or two seats short, it is likely that he will try to convince one or two of the more right-wing members of Blue and White to join his government. Or perhaps Lieberman will be more open to negotiating this time around. The only thing that is certain is that Israelis do not want a fourth round of elections, so a deal must be made to form a government. A few observations. 1. Voter turnout was at its highest since 1999. 2. The Arab Party is the third largest in the Knesset. And 3. The fact that Netanyahu has been indicted and will be standing trial did not stop people from voting for him. We'll see you tomorrow with the final, or hopefully the final, election results and a clearer picture of what is happening with Israel forming a government. Have a wonderful day.